All right, in today's episode, we have something very exciting.
We're going to be talking about the top 5 flop cameos of Bollywood. Now, just to let you guys know, this is our list. Yeah. These are the cameos that we thought were kind of, you know, it didn't make the mark. These could have been cameos that were very hyped or talked about that just failed to meet the mark, in our opinion.
Yeah, and we tried our best to kind of look at most of the cameos, or all of the cameos over the last, I think, 15, 20 years, mm-hmm. or even more than that. but this is our list, like Shweta mentioned, so let's get started. Number one.
Number one. In no particular order.
Yes, in no particular order. Mm-hmm. So this person,
I think this particular cameo, I feel like people were excited to see this real life Jodi on the silver screen together for a very brief moment, because it is a cameo, but I felt like it did not leave that impact. It could have been left out. Somebody else could have done it better, I think.
The movie has a blockbuster cast.
Yeah.
The movie's name is Hum Tumhare Sanam, starring Shah Rukh Khan, Salman Khan, Madhuri Dixit, which actually took probably 12 or 13 years to make and complete. And the person who we are talking about, who makes an appearance in the film, is none other than Aishwarya Rai.
Aishwarya Rai, guys. She comes in the end. She comes in the climax scene of the movie.
7 minutes?
Yeah, the last 7 minutes of the movie.
As a blind girl.
She's Salman Khan's girlfriend in the film as well. And I think a lot of people, I remember when we saw this movie, everyone was like, oh, Aishwarya, of course, it's his girlfriend.
Yeah.
But honestly, anyone could have done, Preeti Zinta would have done a better job.
No, the girl on the street could have done a better job. Agar Suraj mujhe din mein 10 baar phone karta hai, to usme
100 baar Radha ka zikr hota hai. Lekin maine ise kabhi galat nahi mana. Yeah, I don't know what was wrong with it. Even Salman and Aishwarya were lacking chemistry.
Yeah,
you couldn't tell that these people were together. It just looked like Simple. You got it looked very forced. Suraj, main kya kahun? Kuch bhi. Very,
it was,
very
it
forced.
Was just, yeah, we were so disappointed. Her dialogues were not the greatest. Mm-hmm. It's a confrontation scene between Madhuri and Aishwarya. Between Shah Rukh and herself.
Yeah.
And it was just so bad. Why and who?
Who and what? And the scene that I can never forget is the one where she has to go on stage to give Salman the award.
Very well said. And she has a classic dialogue aap bure aadmi hai, or something that.
Yeah!
Aap to bure hai.
I'm sorry to say this, Gopal ji, lekin aap ek achhe insaan nahi hain. Aap ek achhe pati bhi nahi hain.
Excuse me.
Aapko pata hai ki mujhe dikhai deta, and I still trust Suraj more than you or some shit.
Yeah. I think Aishwarya, I don't know what happened. I don't know who I blame.
I blame everyone.
especially when you have such talented actors in the film, I don't know how they missed the mark.
Okay, so number two. Mm-hmm. I was so excited for this particular person in this movie because I love the first part.
Yeah.
It was directed by Farhan Akhtar. I'm talking about Dawn 2.
What a film aside from this cameo.
Yeah.
Who are we talking about? I feel that this actor in this film was completely underutilized.
Oh my God.
And first of all, anyone else could have done it. Second of all, they didn't need it to... It did not require...
him to be in there.
Yeah, this role didn't have to be a cameo.
Yeah.
Anyone could have done it. Why make it a cameo if it's not going to be effective and if the audiences are going to be left wanting more? Who are we talking about today?
We're talking about none other than Hrithik Roshan. And I was so excited. So when I first heard Hrithik Roshan was going to be in this movie, I actually thought Shah Rukh and Hrithik are going to be together on the screen.
Oh.
And I was like, that's pretty hype.
Yeah.
But that did not happen.
That's not what happened.
Yeah.
For those who might not remember, his cameo is about 2 minutes long, where he meets a Priyanka Chopra's character at a gala where they're trying to get more information about where Dawn is.
Yeah.
And he eventually gets into the... He talks to her character. There's a little bit of chemistry, I guess.
Yeah, sort of.
A little bit of banter. I don't know.
Krish days.
You remember me. And then he goes into the car with the bank, I think the manager of the bank, or is he the director of the bank?
Yeah.
The DZB bank, I remember this. And he takes off his mask to reveal...
that he's Dawn!
That he was Dawn all along. Khan was posing as Hrithik Roshan.
Who, like a 5'5" to 4" to a 6".
Who has top. Muscles? Who okay. has different type of hair?
Like skin tone?
Different body? Different voice?
Eyes?
Yeah. And like, okay, I know that Bollywood does this a lot, right? But why are you doing it in a movie like Dawn 2 that's supposed to be slick and intelligent and like, you know, a little...
Like Farhana Khan
was
like...
Ritik like, deserves better.
100%. This is like such a ekta kapoor move right here.
Yeah. Like, and why are we wearing masks? Yeah. Like, you know, masks were 70s, guys. Like,
I... Legit. So next one. Mm-hmm. I think Shweta really loved the next one. She's going to talk about it.
Okay. So the next one. Again, when I heard that this actor was going to have a cameo in this film, I was very excited because I thought it would be some kind of path-breaking moment in the film that's really going to, you know, like be the best part of the film. I thought this would be the highlight of the film. When this cameo took place, it was awkward. It was cringy. And I don't know how he said yes, basically. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about Shah Rukh Khan in Aye Dil Hai Mushkil. What?
Gosh.
Why? Okay. I understand he is Aishwarya Rai's character's ex-husband, so of course he has feelings. I guess he did not want to be separated from her, and she's the one who made the decision to be separated, and he has to live with it. So what does he talk about? Ek tarfa pyar.
Ek tarfa pyar ki taqat hi kuch aur hoti. Maar rishton ki tarah to logon mein nahi badte. Sirf mera haq hai ispe, sirf mera.
Of course.
But like,
that's the log line.
That's the log line. And I guess he's the one who explains the log line very badly. Because honestly,
yeah, that was pretty bad.
Like when he talks about like first of all, he came in too intense.
Yeah, he didn't come
at an art gallery. Yeah, he comes and he rolls around sniffing her hair and stuff, and this is a public place. Shahrukh, as much as we love you, this is a public place.
So
you cannot go around sniffing women. People don't know that's your ex-wife. They're going to think you're trying to harass her.
Yeah.
Or you're trying to, like, you know,
I don't know what.
Assault her.
Really?
Yeah, what did you think?
Well, it was so bad. Like, I was just like, oh no. Like, it's always nice to see Shah Rukh Khan scream, but not this time.
His dialogue delivery was bad.
The dialogues were fine. Like, even the dialogue was, it's a nice dialogue. Ek tarfa sab, ek tarfa.
Ek tarfa pyar ki taqat hi kuch aur hai, sirf mera haq hai ispe.
Yeah, but he said it so badly. And I didn't feel it. I didn't feel it at all.
Really bad. Ek tarfa pyar also, guys, it's very overrated.
It is. There's no such thing.
There's no, yeah.
Like,
you know what pissed me off? Side note, sirf mera haq hai ispe. Why are you romanticizing it? The other person doesn't like you.
Yeah.
Don't romanticize it.
Accept it and
move on. Sirf mera haq hai ispe. No, you're just delusional. Anyway, Shah Rukh Khan and Aye Dil Hai Mushkil. We're saying this with very heavy hearts because
yeah, we love him.
Because we love him. But like Shah Rukh, like, dekh ke cameo karo. Dekh ke.
Okay, number 4. So this is not just one particular actor that I'm actually going to talk about.
Yes.
This was a group cameo.
Ooh.
Okay. So when I heard about this, again, super excited.
Yeah.
It's a Shah Rukh Khan film.
Yeah.
Directed by Anandel Rai. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the film Zero.
What did you think of this cameo? Who was in it?
Okay, so it was a big group. Mm-hmm. We had Karishma. Mm-hmm. Of course, this was Sridevi's last film.
Yeah.
Technically.
Last screen appearance.
Mm-hmm. We had Kajol, we have Rani. Who else did we have? Alia, Deepika.
Juhi. Yeah.
Huge ensemble here. And
we were seeing some of these ladies after a very long time. So it was exciting.
I think the last time we saw them was in the Om Shanti Om song.
Yeah.
So I was excited because I'm just like, okay, how is he going to direct all these ladies? And with Shah Rukh and who he has really good chemistry. I think he's acted with all of them.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm just like, oh my God, this is so exciting. And then when they come, it's in a party.
Yeah.
And it's something about some star.
So Shah Rukh Khan's character says that he has this talent that you see in the movie where he can make a star fall out of the sky by doing this. First of all, I didn't get that.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
I didn't get that. Like, why? What is the relevance? Is it because he's eventually going to have to go to Mars like the monkey? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, it was a very weird... First of all, is it even a legit talent? So anyway, he tells all these actresses at this film party that he is going to, do this trick. It doesn't work out. And they kind of leave. And that's it. That's literally it.
Literally everyone had like one dialogue each. And if not, just a smile.
Yeah, just a smile. Yeah.
So, and they got dressed up and decked up for this. And I'm like,
And their role is literally to look at the sky.
Yeah.
All of these talented women are looking at the sky.
It was just bad. I was so, I'm like,
you know, especially if you're gonna bring all these people, make it something, right? Yeah. Because I don't know, like they could, this film could have done without them, basically.
And without everything else.
Everything else okay. as well. But like, if you have so many women and you're not utilizing them in the right way, so many talented actresses, don't have them.
Yeah.
Hum logon ko
just a tease.
Yeah. Yeah. Hum log kar lete.
Aram se. Okay, so number 5.
Number 5.
Who's on the list with them?
Okay. So I didn't actually know that he was a part of the movie. I don't know if you knew.
Actually, I didn't know that either.
Yeah. So I was very surprised to see him. He comes in around like the mid half of the film, and he has a short little role. This was a very successful film back in the mid-2000s, I think 2007, 2008. And it just wasn't effective. I didn't feel it. I kind of was upset. Like, where did he come from? Where did he come from? Why is he here? And why is he ruining everything? Who I'm talking about today? Bobby Deol and Dostana. I know a lot of people liked Bobby Deol and Dostana, but yeah. I feel if you're coming in the second half as the other guy that has to compete with our two main leads,
which is John Abraham and Abhishek
Bachchan,
like both of them,
you need to have a personality. You need to be better than them, because the audience has to be like, how are these two guys gonna win opposite this guy?
लगता है बॉस हमें टॉस करने वाला है. अब क्या करें? जो भी करेंगे, एक साथ करें.
And get her. Priyanka.
And get Priyanka. But I feel Bobby Deol came in with zero personality. He came in with, like, he was just a very one-dimensional guy with a child. And I guess the only interesting part about him was the child. Other than that, he had no personality, he had no quirks. He was just kind of there. And he was just a good-looking guy.
Not really, and, but yeah.
You know what I mean?
I didn't even like his, costumes.
Yeah. I didn't like
it
either.
Him well, frankly.
Yeah, like if you're playing the other guy, you're playing the threat. You're playing the threat like to these guys in this film. Yeah. And Bobby Deol is capable. Bobby Deol, where was your charm?
See.
Wait my head. Like it.
Bobby Deol, where was your charm? Where was that charisma that you bring on the screen? I feel like an Akshay Kumar could have done it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't want to feel like that.
I guess love is blind and crazy.
Yeah, but like, why? Yeah, and I think that's the, it's all underutilized flop cameo.
Let us know what you thought about it.
Mm-hmm. Which cameos do you think were so bad that they shouldn't even have happened? Please let us know in the comment section. And if you agreed with any of our cameos here and you thought that they were as bad as we thought that they were, let us know, because we feel very validated when we know that you also agree with us.
On that note, my name is Amreen.
And my name is Shweta.
And you're watching Dil Toh Filmi Hai. Over and out.
Bye.